When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
Whistle while you work, put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your troubles, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee, and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart and tune up and start to whistle while you wait. Forget your troubles, trying to be just like that cheerful chickadee, and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Let's give a little whistle. Anyone can whistle. So go ahead and whistle with Louis Armstrong. That was Satchmo singing the Disney Way. And today we're going to take a trip to the musical world of Disney. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the almost spring-like hamlet of Southampton, New York. And today we're going to take that Main Street all the way to the Magic Kingdom, where I had the privilege of being for a little while in February, and celebrating the Disney contribution not only to American music, but to the Broadway musical. Now, that song, Whistle While You Work, was from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which I just found out was the first movie soundtrack to be recorded for commercial purposes. That's right, on Decca by Jack Capp, the same man who produced the cast album to Oklahoma in 1943. Well, let's hear the first Disney song to win an Academy Award. It's from Pinocchio, with music by Ned Washington. And I promised my 8-year-old son, Miles, that we wouldn't play anything from Frozen and we wouldn't play Let It Go. He says, please, Daddy, don't, no Frozen, please. So we're going to doff our little snow cap a little bit. Here is Idina Menzel singing that great song from Pinocchio, When You Wish Upon a Star.
When you wish upon a star, makes no dream, no request.
As close as we're going to get to Frozen, the laser-like pipes of Idina Menzel. Well, your host, Larry Maslon, was taken in 1965 to the Translux in Lynbrook, New York, to see a movie called Mary Poppins, first movie I ever saw. I think I saw it on a Saturday with my mom, and I asked my dad to take me the next day on a Sunday. Mary Poppins was huge, obviously for Disney, obviously for the idea of doing taking the ideas of a Broadway musical and putting it on screen, mixing live action with animation, and, of course, Julie Andrews. This soundtrack was so popular, folks, that for, I think, about 6 months, it and in between 65 and 66, it and the soundtrack of Sound of Music alternated between number one and number two on the charts. So the biggest pop artist of 1965 was Julie Andrews. Let's hear her sing, course, from the original soundtrack. If you can listen to this without crying, I don't know, I feel sorry for you. Here is Julie Andrews in Mary Poppins.
Early each day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes in her own special way to the people. Come buy my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little bird, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare, all it takes is tuppence from you. Feed the birds tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral, the saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see it, you know they are smiling each time someone shows. She's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence.
Thank you.
Esperanza Spalding, one of our great jazz recording artists of today, bringing a Piaf-like spin to Chim Chim Cherie, that lonely chimney sweep song from Mary Poppins, written by the Sherman Brothers. And that's what we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street, the musical world of Disney, how this incredible music from their movies from the late 20s on have really become part of the warp and woof of American culture. Well, in 1967, they had one of their most rambunctious movies, The Jungle Book, which is being remade. I think it's coming out this summer. With a great vocal cast. But can anybody beat Phil Harris singing the Academy Award-nominated The Bare Necessities? I don't think so. Take it away. Take it away, Phil.
Necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, that's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you prick a raw paw, well next time beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue? The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. So just try and relax, yeah, cool it, fall apart in my backyard. 'Cause let me tell you something, little wretches, if you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found.
When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, with just the bare necessities of life.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, indeed, from The Jungle Book. You know, the Disney's catalog has given a lot of inspiration to jazz artists. If I had time, the first thing I would have played, of course, was Miles Davis's version of Someday My Prince Will Come. Runs 9 minutes and 6 seconds. Some other time, as Tony Bennett would say. Well, I went to Disney World, and I went on this ride I remembered called It's a Small World. And folks, if you've never been on it, it is the corniest, greatest thing in the world. And it got all these puppets that from all over the world animated, and you see, it's like a musical theater dream, because you go to Thailand, and you can pretend you're in The King and I, and you go to Venice, and you can pretend you're in Do I Hear a Waltz, and you can go to Israel and pretend you're in Milk and Honey, I don't know, whatever. Here is a song written by the Sherman Brothers. They wanted a short song that could be translated into different languages without getting redundant or annoying. And here is the jazz singer Nicky Yanofsky to give us A Small World After All.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. A world of hope and a world of fear. There's so much that we share that it's time we're aware. It's a small world after all. It's just one moon and one golden sun, and a smile means friendship to everyone. Though the mountains divide and the oceans wide, it's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world. It's a small world after all.
That was Nicky Yanofsky. In 1989, the Disney Company did a complete about-face and decided to upgrade and update their movies by bringing in the concept, really, of how a Broadway musical is put together. And they brought great Broadway composers, Howard Ashman and Alan Menken, Stephen Schwartz, Tim Rice, to write a whole new generation of musicals. And many of these shows came back to Broadway as stage versions. Quite a revolutionary idea in its day. And the one I remember, I mean, my God, was like a Broadway fantasy come to life. You got Angela Lansbury and Jerry Orbach in the same show, and with an Ashman and Menken score. Here is Be Our Guest from the film version of Beauty and the Beast.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax, let us pull up a chair, as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest, be our guest, put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, chérie, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre, why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest.
Beef ragout, cheese souffle, pie and pudding
on flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. We tell jokes, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
Put it all in perfect taste that you can bear. Come on and lift your glass, you've won your own free pass. Be our guest.
If you're stressed, it's fine dining we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest.
Life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly those good old days are gone. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle. Flabby, fat, and lazy, you walked in and oops-a-daisy!
It's a guest, sakes alive, that I'll be blessed. Wine's been poured and thank the Lord, I've had the napkins freshly pressed. With dessert, she'll want tea, and my dear, that's fine with me. While the cups do this, I'll shoo it, I'll be bubbling, I'll be brewing. I'll get warm, I've been hot. Heaven's sakes, is that a spot? Clean it up, we want the company impressed. We've got a lot to do. Is it one love or two for you, our guest?
He's our guest.
She's our guest.
He's our guest.
He's
our guest. He's our guest. He's our guest. I'm the man's own request. It's 10 years since we had anybody here, and we're obsessed. It's your deal, with your deals. Yes, indeed, we're into peace. While the candlelight's still glowing, let us help you live the golden course. My
course. One.
Sideways and under on a bed. a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
I mean, that's a great number any way you slice it. That's one of my genie dreams come true. Peabo Bryson and Regina Bell from the film of Aladdin, which now has this incredibly successful stage version with an original score by Alan Menken and Tim Rice. In 1997, the game changer happened, and that was The Lion King in a completely retrofitted, wonderful production by Julie Taymor. It's still running. It's made, I think, something like 20 times more as a stage show than the movie ever made. It was so revolutionary that the folks in Forbidden Broadway had to come along and, as the British say, take the piss out of it. Here is The Circle of Mice from Forbidden Broadway.
How am I gonna get a ticket to the Lion King? African baloney, but we won a lot of Tony. Hi, Balut and Papicho, Kukla, Bran and Alio, Pinocchio. A story so bizarre, it's Hamlet go safari. I got a lot of makeup on, Johnny, Johnny, Elton John. You understand? No, Rafriki, translate. Unk, 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 kerching, unk, kerching. From the day Lion King came to Broadway, the theater is not quite the same. Oh, there is more to see than has ever been seen, but the book is childish and lame. Oh, but to have a hit today, Ivia, the visuals outrank what's profound. Now Aida is next, and the Met is perplexed. Theme park shows, they keep gaining ground in the circle of mice. Disney's all around, and you pay the price, and you'll be spellbound. Puppet shows replace what we used to call content. Who needs sad time in the circle of mice? Circle of M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Mice.
That was, were the funny folks of Forbidden Broadway making fun of the Lion King. Well, with Lion King, the doors were open, Tarzan, Aladdin, Little Mermaid, which I rather liked, because they added some songs. So here is a song written just for The Little Mermaid by Menken and Glenn Slater, sung by Sherry Renee Scott, and I think it's so funny, it always makes me laugh. Here she is, Ursula, the giant piece of calamari, or whatever she is in the show. I want the good times back from Little Mermaid.
When Daddy Dear was floating on his deathbed, he divvied up the kingdom into two. I got his magic shell and half the sea as well. His trident went to, you know who his trident went to, don't you, babies? My reign, why, it was blissfully delicious, and glamour, glitz, and style were au courant. Did I use some black magic? Well, oopsie, my bad. Did I mutilate, maim, and destroy just a tad? And for that I get banished. But me, I'm not mad. There's just one little thing that I want. Just one eensy teensy thing that I want. I want the good times back. I want those grand old days. I want the twisted nights, the sick delights, the wild soirees. I want those trembling crowds of shellfish cracked and peeled for me to dine. Not because I'm mean or selfish.
No.
I only want what's mine. I want disgusting wealth. I want exquisite sin. Want the entire sea to worship me on bended fin. I want to greet my loving subjects and then have them as a snack. Remember those good times. I want them back. Picture it, my sucklings. Pretty soon we'll be back on top, sipping bubbly, eating caviar before it hatches. King Triton is the only thing that stands in our way. If only I can find his Achilles heel, the soft, quivering underbelly beneath all that armor. I'll dethrone him, debone him, and then boys, oh boys, we're back in business. All together now.
You bring the good times back, resume your wacky fun, restore the joyful charm of causing harm to everyone.
I wanna make the merfolk cower like they did in days of yore. Sure, it's sheer abuse of power.
So,
ain't that what power's for? I wanna taste their tears. I wanna hear their screams. I want the special rush you get from crushing hopes and dreams.
It's more than simply sentimental.
It's an aphrodisiac.
Remember those good times.
Oh, God, were they good times.
It's time for good times.
Let's get them back.
daughters.
Maybe.
Wait. Why didn't we think of it before as youngest?
The one with the beautiful voice.
Which she takes for granted. A woman doesn't know how precious her voice is until she's been silenced. Ha! Perhaps we could teach them both a lesson. I want the little girl.
Oh.
And boys, I want her back.
Ah.
I want her sitting here to lure her dear devoted dad. I want my goody, goody brother to come rescue her, the sap. And then one way or another,
surprise,
I'll spring the trap.
And her stake think we're nothing. Are we nothing?
No!
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think they got us. Do they got us?
No!
Even though we ain't got hats or badges, we're a union just by saying so. And the world will know. What's it gonna take to stop the wagons? Are we ready?
Yeah!
What's it gonna take to stop the scabbers? Can we do it?
Yeah!
We'll do what we gotta do until we break the will of mighty Bill and Joe.
And the world will know, and the journal too.
Mr. Hearst and Pulitzer, we got news for you.
See, the world don't know, but they're gonna pay.
Instead of hawking headlines, we'll be making them today.
And our ranks will grow,
and we'll kick their rear.
And the world will know that we've been here.
When the circulation bell starts ringing, will we hear it?
No!
What if the Delanceys come out swinging? Will we hear it?
No! When you got 100 voices singing, who can hear a lousy whistle blow? And the world will know that this ain't no game, that we got a ton of rotten fruit and perfect aim. So they gave their word, well, it ain't worth beans. Now they're gonna see what stop the presses really means. And the old will weep and go back to sleep. Choice but to see it through.
We found our voice,
and I lost my shoe.
And the world will. Yeah!
Pulitzer may own the world, but he don't own
us. Pulitzer may own the world, but he don't own us.
Pulitzer may crack the whip, but he won't whip
us. Pulitzer may crack the whip, but he won't whip us. And the world will know. We've been keeping score.
Torches
pass, and the road will rise.
Oh.
was from the Tony-winning score to Newsies. See, not all Disney films have animals and squids and crabs and monkeys and, I don't know, zebras, whatever they have. This is a fabulous story about the newspaper strike at the turn of the century. Good show. I enjoyed it very much. 2012 production on Broadway. Well, this notion that Disney could take the sort of Broadway vibe continues. There was a wonderful movie called Enchanted with a score by Alan Menken, this time lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, who gave us Wicked and The Baker's Wife and Godspell, Rags, a lot of great shows. And I think Amy Adams is just terrific singing this number where this princess comes to New York City. So here is Happy Working Song from Enchanted.
Happy little working song. Merry little voices, clear and strong. Come and roll your sleeves up, so to speak, and pitch in. Cleaning crud up in the kitchen as we sing along. To rill a cheery tune in the tub as you scrub a stubborn mildew stain. Pluck a hairball from the shower drain to the gay refrain of a happy working song. We'll keep singing without fail, otherwise we'd spoil it. Hosing down the garbage pail and scrubbing up the toilet. Ooh, how we all enjoy letting loose with a little la-da-dum-dum-dum. While we're emptying the vacuum up, it's such fun to hum a happy working song. Ooh, a happy working song. Oh, how strange a place to be. Happy working tune to hum. While you're sponging up the soapy scum, we adore each filthy chore that we determine. So friends, even though you're vermin, we're a happy working dog. Singing as we fetch the detergent box for the smelly shirts and the stinky socks. Sing along. If you cannot sing, then hum along. As we're finishing our happy wasn't this fun?
I used to believe in the days I was naive. Day of justice dawn, and though I will die long before that morning comes, I'll die while believing still it will come when I.
Need will be rarer.
Greed will not pay.
Greed. world's older, when things have changed, someday these dreams will all be real. Till then, we'll wish upon the moon. Change will come one day.
That Disney song may be new to some of you, perhaps even most of you, but that is from the studio cast album of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which was an animated film with a score by Alan Menken and Stephen Schwartz, and our good friends at Ghostlight and Shikaboom Records have done a studio version. Hopefully we'll see the stage version of that sometime soon. It seems to be inevitable with the world of Disney. Well, today I was very happy to take Broadway to Main Street down through the Magic Kingdom to Tomorrowland and Frontierland and actually Broadwayland to enjoy all the influence and all the styles that Broadway influenced Disney, and Disney went back and influenced Broadway. I don't think that will end anytime soon. Thankfully, always good shows to bring your family to, and a way to get them to introduce or to understand how Broadway works in a very friendly way, but also adults can appreciate it too. And that's something that really struck me in putting together today's program, is I worked backwards from a rendition of a song I like very much, and the singer is Chris Connor. She is one of my favorite jazz singers from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and so on. And she kind of went at it in her late 70s, early 80s, and her voice wasn't the best, but towards the end, but her deep affection for material always was. And here she sings the title number to Beauty and the Beast, a song that you might not think of as being a standard or something that could transform or evolve out of the movie or the show it's from, but I think she makes it eternal with her incredible taste and showmanship, backed up by the one and only Richard Rodney Bennett. So it is a small world after all, and I'm happy to enclose that world in the wonderful musical world of Disney. I hope you enjoyed it. Here's Chris Connor to sing Beauty and the Beast.
It can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, binding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise, certain as the sun rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, beauty and the beast.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.